This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Flight for Life was called into a late-night motorcycle crash in Racine on Washington Avenue. The rider wasn't breathing when crews arrived, and police are still investigating what caused the accident. We're working on learning more. A Racine man charged in a 2024 shooting has been arrested after a long time on the run. Police say George Mitchell, a convicted felon with a firearm, shot a man during a fight on Roosevelt Avenue last April. He now faces several felonies for gun possession and assault. Kenosha County has launched a new alert system to help homeowners spot deed fraud quickly. The Register of Deeds says people can sign up for a free text or email notice if suspicious property documents appear under their name. Federal agents arrested a Kenosha man accused of making violent threats towards law enforcement on TikTok. Investigators say 38-year-old Andrew Stanton urged followers to attack ICE agents. He now faces a federal charge for threatening officials. Mitchell International won't air a Homeland Security video criticizing Democrats. Milwaukee County leaders say political messages aren't allowed on public screens. The TSA monitors can still choose to run that video. State education officials say Racine schools will see a big funding boost next year, while Kenosha's aid drops. The Department of Public Instruction says labor shifts and changing property values are driving the differences. Most Wisconsin districts will be getting less in state aid. Lake County leaders across the state line are blocking federal immigration agencies from using local property for enforcement. Officials say the move aims to ease community fears after recent arrests, but it really won't stop agents from entering public areas if they need to. And Brewers coverage hits the air on WRJN at 4:30 today. It's Game 3 against the Dodgers for the NLCS. First pitch is at 5:08. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.